Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we read from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. O stupid Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified, I want to learn only this from you. Did you receive the Spirit from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? Are you so stupid? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? Did you experience so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does then the one who supplies the Spirit to you and works mighty deeds among you do so from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? That's quite speaking the truth to the Galatians, really calling them to follow the Lord, not to come up with all their own ideas, but to follow the Lord, to follow him in faith. They ask him, are you being stupid? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? You know, I like what you say, but I have other things to do. I have too much to do. Or I don't know whether you're right or not. I don't know what I believe. I don't want to hear anything about God. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he is. You know, this is the kind of griping and just saying all kinds of things. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to listen to him. Listen to those he has given us. Get a good book of a saint. Read it. Take time to read it. God wants to teach you in many, many ways. The scriptures, Mass, but also your own reading, your own personal relationship. This is not some group thing we're doing. This is a call from God to you and to me, to each one of us, each one of us. Nobody's too small. Nobody's too little. Nobody's too poor. Not even if you feel like you're the worst sinner. God will forgive if you come to him and ask him. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts. Open, that God may fill you with himself. The responsorial psalm, which is taken from Luke chapter 1, is this. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies. That's not just in the past, that's now. He would save us from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. That's what God wants to do for us. That's the psalm for today. It's taken from Luke chapter 1, Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Read that portion of it. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He's come to us right now, in this year, today, in this time. He's here, waiting for us to draw near to him, to speak with him. This is not, as my father used to say, this is not balderdash or something like that. This is the truth. This is the truth. God loves you that much. And he knows you. He knows what your strengths are, your weaknesses. He knows what today is like for you. He knows everything. And he says to him, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. He will give us life. Gospel of Luke today, chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Keep on asking. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open." Let me pause there for just a moment, brothers and sisters. God isn't saying that whatever you want, I'll give you. But whatever we need, whatever is good, whatever is helpful, what can make things better, God will give. He doesn't give us sin. He gives us new life. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is wisdom for us. It's hope for us. God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, they are there for us. Bring your needs to him. Ask him for help. And if you don't get an answer right away, God knows what he's doing. Just keep asking him. Don't get angry. Don't get fearful. Just keep asking quietly, peacefully, because sometimes when the Lord answers the prayer, it's not what we asked for, but it was exactly what we needed, that we couldn't even see what we really needed. And when the answer came, it was exactly what we needed. Trust him. He knows you. See, that's the wonder of God. He knows you. You're not hidden. You're not too little. You're not too sinful. He knows you. And he loves you. And he wants to save you for eternal life. Certainly so do I. I want to see all of you one day in heaven. But our call right now is to do what Jesus tells us. And we do that by daily reading the scriptures. Something will stand out to you often. Not absolutely every day. But something will stand out for you often. Or something will remind, it will be like an underlined part that you hadn't noticed before, and you see it. God loves you. He will bring his truth, he will bring his love, he will bring his word to you. I want to share this reading that comes from Father Jacques Philippe. I know Father Jacques Philippe, met him several times in France, and I want to share with you what he writes here. "Because of the closeness of life in families, we see and experience limitations, both our own and those of others. Take my case, for example. I have lived in a religious community for 40 years, and a religious community is a little bit like a family. Before entering, I was convinced that I was very patient, and after 15 days, I was convinced that my patience wasn't worth very much. This kind of self-knowledge is one of the graces of family life. We see our limits, our lack of patience, the difficulty we sometimes have in loving and in forgiving. We also see our weaknesses and our faults. In our relationships with others, these weaknesses and faults often come to light. Sometimes there is one child who really pushes me to the limit, or he makes me so angry so that I see my failures and how much I need mercy and forgiveness for my lack of love. I realize how much I need God's help because alone I am not able to love. I am not able to count on my own strength. I have to count on the grace, on the Holy Spirit who comes to aid my weakness. This is Father Jacques Philippe, a French priest. He's part of a community of the Beatitudes, and he's well known as a good spiritual director. And I have to say, meeting with him, talking with him, listening to him, this word is true, what he is saying here. When we take family life seriously, when we really want to love those around us, very often we are obliged to ask for this grace from God. We say, Lord, you see my limits, my hardness of heart, and only you can help me. Only you can heal me and give me the love I need to love others, the love I need to love my wife, my husband, my children. Your heart is limited, but thankfully God's is overabundant. Our hearts are limited. People can make us angry. They can make us frustrated. But oh, brothers and sisters, God is rich in mercy. And if we ask for this grace, he will help us little by little to truly love, truly love. We can say we love and not love. We can say we love and we have certain habits or patterns that offend others, but we just keep doing them because we like them. Brothers and sisters, no. God is looking down upon you and me right now as I'm doing this program. He's looking at us. He sees us. He knows us. If God were to walk in your midst right now, would you ask forgiveness of him? What would you ask forgiveness for? Where are your sins? They're there, brothers and sisters. Don't hide them. Don't push them off. Don't excuse them. Just acknowledge that you acted wrongly in speech, in action. However, please, brothers and sisters, as God has forgiven you and me, so we are called to forgive everyone, everyone. It's not easy, but I've seen it. I've seen people who had never asked forgiveness hear a talk something like this and have turned to the person and ask forgiveness, and their lives have changed. May God speak to your heart. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.